Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All, less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Welcome to the family with
L.A. Nick,
Alex Brant-Bernard Rasmussen,
co-host Catherine Brandt,
and Andy Brant-Bernard.
We're going to cover a little news right after this. AAA movie's coming in next week, not this week, so that's good. We're going to have him in next week. John's a great guy. In any case, we'll be right back with the family.
Dougie, what's new at my favorite Nissan stores?
Well, now that everybody's back from vacation, we can finally get to work.
Yeah, easy there, gunpowder.
Hey, at least you only took a week. J-Lo was gone darn near a whole month. Poor Dan Rush. Anyway, we got some great things happening at Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan in Burnsville. Read this, and you can add that cool DJ voice if you want to.
It's 2020 closeout month at Burnsville and Coon Rapids Nissan. Giant discounts and 0% for 60 months on all remaining 2020s. You also get Walser Care, a 10-year, 150,000-mile powertrain warranty for free.
Ah, music to my ears. I love the sound of a good DJ in the morning. But wait, there's more.
For the first time ever, you can get 0% for 60 months on the all-new 2021 Rogue. The 2021 Rogue is bigger, better, and faster than ever before. For more information on 0% interest on all these great vehicles, check out Coon Rapids Nissan and Walser Nissan at Burnsville and tell them Tommy sent you.
I'll just cut out the last bit.
Michael Bryant, Brad Sean Bryant, what's the latest?
We're just trying to represent people who've been injured through no fault of their own. We're trying to talk to them before they talk to an adjuster or before they take a settlement that isn't something they should get based upon their injuries.
How many people are out there in different, not in the law business, that love to run around scaring people before you even get to them?
Well, adjusters will want to settle cases, right, and they want to close files. So based upon that, they do what they have to. I think there's a lot of circumstances where they probably act as attorneys where they're not attorneys, and they try to explain people's rights, or they give them a certain view that if they look at it. And what I always say is this: if the adjuster really truly thinks the offer they made makes sense, they'd have them come see us, you know?
And that's exactly my question is, you have to understand who has the best, your best interest in mind, correct?
Well, you want to know what your rights are. You know, whether or not you decide you're going to hire us or not, that's a choice. It's a free consultation, and you want to understand what your all your rights are and what coverages you have.
And plus the fact, I hang out with you, so you got to be a good guy if I'm hanging out with you.
Maybe.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Michael Bryant, Bradshaw and Bryant.
Moving soon? Tom Bernard here with my friend John Schwartz, co-owner of AAA Movers, local and family-owned since 1964. John, you and your staff do a lot more than just move.
Tommy, we do. We move residential and commercial, local and long distance. Folks love our decluttering service, especially if you want to stage a home for a sale. We can store your belongings while in between homes, junk hauling with junk luggers, including a service for items you wish to donate to the less fortunate. And if you need to move your car, we do that too, and at a great price.
Can it get any better?
Yes, it can. Mention Tom Bernard or KQ, and you'll receive a free moving box kit with every move. And you'll save $50 off junk removal with junk luggers.
Your move is always triple guaranteed with AAA Movers. That's their price guarantee, safety guarantee, and satisfaction guarantee. Call 612-588-MOVE or online at aaamovers.com. AAA Movers. You may not move every day, but they do.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, hour two, and I tell you what, that's one thing, taking a gander at the news during the break, People never let me down now, I will tell you.
Oh, no.
Oh, look at this.
It's ridiculous anymore.
Catherine, I haven't seen the review yet, but a first look at Josephine and Wyzetta, the newest from Daniel Del Prado. So I got an article. I haven't read the article yet.
What do any of those words mean?
I'll second that.
Which one?
It's first a look at Wyzetta.
Oh, it's a restaurant. Okay.
Yeah, it's a Josephine. Mom and I went there for the opening.
I was like, what?
We were invited. That's why I said, Catherine. That's why I said, I didn't say, hey, everybody. I said, hey, Catherine.
We went to their soft opening.
Okay.
Yeah.
Indeed.
The listeners might want to know the context.
A few years ago. A few weeks ago.
A few years ago.
Stop talking, Catherine. Yeah.
No question about it.
Yeah. We had some very nice things there, and they did a good job. For a soft opening, they were on the ball. It was good.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. You know how when you go to the doctor or buy medication, remember how expensive it is?
Mm-hmm.
You know, healthcare is so expensive, and it was going to be a lot cheaper with Obamacare. Remember how that was going to be wonderful? United Health former CEO David Wichmann left last year and earned $42.1 million.
Everything's a scam. Pretty good. Everything.
How are you worth $3.5 million a month?
I'm worth that.
And most of those are nonprofits, so they don't have to pay any taxes on it.
Follow the money, man.
I know, it's disgusting.
Look at our vice president right now. She has a book that's being sold.
I've heard that's not true.
Oh, yes, it is true. She's not selling the book. Someone else is buying the book and donating it.
Oh, to immigrants.
So the money still goes back.
Is it still true, though?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, the paper this morning said it wasn't true.
Of course they said it would start to be, of course.
There you go.
There's a pretty well-known scam in the book world, though.
Yeah,
well, there's so many things.
Pay someone to buy your books.
Right.
Yeah, there was some governor or somebody that was selling her own book to the school district. She actually got ousted for that.
There's so many things going on right now that no one's really talking about. Like, even the John Kerry thing with the Iran thing. If you go back, his daughter married an Iranian,
right,
who was an American doctor. If you go to their wedding pictures, his best man is one of the top people in Iran.
Yeah,
I mean, connect the dots, man.
I know.
And this is fact. You can look up the pictures. His best man's one of the top Iranians in Iran. Just connect the dots.
It's
top
all
Iranian.
In the government.
I'm one of the top Iranians. I don't know if you know
Iranian
this about me. I'm one of the top Minnesotans.
I am one of the top Americans.
So I got to run this by. Did you hear about this Starbucks over at Snelling and Marshall, your old neighborhood? Remember the Starbucks over there?
I do remember that.
They call it Snarshall because it's Snelling and Marshall. Get it?
How clever.
Snarshall.
I never called it that.
Apparently the baristas over there, and by the way, barista is Italian for barmaid. Yep. People think it's some big deal. You're a barmaid. It's not a big deal.
Sounds fancy.
It does sound very fancy.
Like venti.
Like venti.
Yeah. Which just literally means 20.
Yeah.
Okay, you ready? The baristas over there at the Snarshall
location
said they will not serve coffee there unless the police officer who directs traffic off of Snelling Avenue into the Starbucks is taken off the job. They will not work with the policeman. See, you're missing the point. That cop is there to keep people. Yeah, a traffic cop.
They're going nuts, trust me.
A traffic cop.
A traffic cop now is a big problem.
It's very trendy and it's full of college
students. Why is there even a traffic cop?
Because that road sucks ass.
Because it's dangerous right there.
Because of Starbucks. It is. The traffic is backed up for blocks.
Yeah, through the drive-thru. It goes right out to the street. I've been there.
The drive-thru goes out to the street. Poorly designed. I have waited 5 minutes behind a line of people turning left into just like a little shop because there's nowhere to go. Yeah. It's basically one lane.
But their drive-thru actually goes out to the road. Like people back up.
Way out.
Yeah. That is dangerous, yes.
And the cop tries to keep everybody safe. Okay. To keep everyone safe.
Yeah.
But they don't want any cops around. A traffic cop is now dangerous.
Can't wait for the article. Coming soon, Caribou on Snarshall.
Yeah, coming soon.
After Starbucks goes out of business because they refuse to serve people.
If anyone goes out of business, I think Caribou would go first.
Well, did you see that video I don't know. She's in the student government body of the University of Minnesota, which I didn't even know they had a student government, but I guess they do. And she's posted a video of her saying, that they need to take. Everybody needs to create false problems and call the cops so they use up all their resources.
Right, right.
It's craziness.
Yeah, so if a student is stabbed or raped or something happens on campus, you'd rather have the cop dealing with you because you need to virtue
there
signal.
There is a war
it's
against the
police. It's the most selfish,
police.
Ridiculous crap
well,
that
children,
people are
they don't
doing.
Know, they don't know what they're saying. They're just saying whatever gets them likes on social
so
media.
Fuck.
Telling you, there's a thing behind the narrative, though. There's a purpose behind the narrative. And I still say it, and in a year or 2 years from now, people go, oh, L.A. Nick said that was going to happen. The federal government wants to run the policy of all police departments in this country.
They do.
And
there's
they
no
already
doubt about
are
that.
Taking police departments to court to do it. And they already have a couple states, a couple cities. They have Baltimore, they have L.A., that consent decreed things they sign with the FBI and the DOJ. That's already happening. And people don't even see it. They don't even pay attention because people don't pay attention to what's going on.
Because people are paying attention to people who are screaming
the
and yelling
Department
about
of Justice
stuff.
Is going to write the policy for every police department in this country.
Yeah, they are. They're
it's
absolutely.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. Oh, by the way, I just looked at the update on that story. Snarshall Starbucks shuts drive-through down. You can't go to the drive-through anymore.
Good. They should. It should have been shut down by the city.
I was going to say, it sounds obviously. Like they shouldn't have had a drive-through to begin with.
No, the city should have shut it down a long time ago.
If they need to have a traffic cop just dealing with drive-through people, they shouldn't have a drive-through.
Oh, Alex, it was ridiculous. You would get stuck there from their drive-through. Like, you couldn't get through.
That's ridiculous.
Because every car in front of you was going to the drive-through.
It's a Starbucks that shouldn't have a drive-through.
Do you know how much revenue they're going to lose by not having a drive-through?
Oh my God.
They should just close that location.
They should.
Well, the problem with that whole area is just there's no room for anything.
Yeah, it's a big cluster.
It's all been developed.
I have a question for these people, these young people, because I'm sure these people are in their early 20s or something like that, or mid 20s, and they're going to dictate if cops can be around. Who do you think is going to protect you from the psychopaths that I grew up with?
I'm telling you, man. Crime rate's going to go through the roof, man.
God.
It already is. It already is.
They'll find out. Oh, God, yeah. I was looking at the crime statistics of New York City the other day.
Yeah, it's bad.
From 2019 to 2020, it went up like 40%.
New York surpassed Chicago and Detroit for shootings this weekend.
It has skyrocketed ever since all
like
of this BLM
26 people
Antifa
shot over the weekend.
Stuff. Yeah.
Hey, at least you got four houses out of it, so that's good.
Yep.
So I still can't believe that one either. These people, why do you think it is that right now people have lost their minds and are making totally irrational decisions? What is going on?
Well, there's a lot of brainwashing going on with the media. I mean, look at the media. Look at the USA Today. They let Stacey Abrams come in and edit her own story.
That's
her
true.
Own op-ed.
That's
6
true.
Months later, they let her come in and edit it so the fact checkers could say, nope, you're wrong. She had never said she supported the boycott of Georgia.
She absolutely said that.
Let her edit her own story from 6 months ago.
You know, I just thought of something. Andy
it's craziness,
Fisher,
man.
I don't know.
I love Andy Fisher. He's been my best friend. And our son Andy is named after Andy Fisher, one of my best friends. Probably my best friend in life, I would guess. I remember when we were like 17 years old and I got pretty off the deep end because I had dropped out of school and I got pretty, you know, liberal with my views and all that. And he said, so what is this that you think should happen? And I explained it to him, and he goes, you got to be the dumbest son of a bitch I've ever met. So it kind of steered me off that road a little bit. He just told me like it was, like, you stupid
bastard.
Well,
what's that saying? If you're not liberal in your 20s, but there's a saying. I forget the saying, but it's pretty much when you're young, you're pretty liberal, and then you get older, you become conservative.
Under the age of, I don't know, 20 or 30, and you're liberal, or you're not liberal, you don't have a heart. And if you're over the age of 20 and you're non-conservative, you don't have a brain.
And I tell you, it's kind of true.
Winston Churchill.
It's kind of true because I was probably the most liberal person ever in my younger years. I was
me
so
too.
Liberal that it made me conservative.
I understand.
I was too liberal.
I do understand that, but it was Winston Churchill, I believe, that said that.
And you know, Winston Churchill said a lot of smart things.
He did. And people hated his guts.
Well, he was kind of a prick.
He was kind of a prick. That is true.
If you watch old footage of him, he was kind of a prick, man.
He was. That's true. But he got the job done, didn't he?
Yeah.
Got the job done, ladies and gentlemen. So
we have Wendy on the phone.
Wendy, why don't you snarshal it up and go have a cup of coffee?
You know, I'm not a big fan of Starbucks. I'm a Caribou girl 100%.
Sure, I understand.
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Dunkin' Donuts is moving into Minnesota hard, though.
Yeah, they sure are.
But Starbucks, the coffee, it's just not a fan. It tastes like they burn their beans.
A lot of people say
and
that.
And it's just too bitter. And, you know, I mean, too bitter, that's the attitude of a lot of their baristas, too.
Mm. Yeah, apparently. Apparently.
The bitterness from their soul gets into the coffee.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's a metaphysical grossness.
I like it.
You know, and I read the article about this one, and it was all like, you're doing it to, you know, beat my head against my desk. But, you know, they're saying that the reason that they don't want him there is because they went out of their way to mention that the staff, the majority of the staff is lesbian women of color, and they feel that the police, they're scared of the police.
It's God, give me a break.
Who's going to protect you?
That is virtue signaling at its finest.
It really is.
Like that is proof that people have and are being brainwashed, and it's ridiculous.
It's craziness.
We all know Officer Dave. I mean, he'll serve and protect all of us. That's just certain people.
Yep.
You know, I mean, yep. I agree that I'm never going to take off Officer Dave because, you know, he could kick some butt, but he's a straight up guy. He's just...
Most cops are. I got stopped by a cop the other day for not having my seatbelt on.
Way to go.
And you know what? I just pulled out of the bank, and I was just putting it on.
Uh-huh.
And I just pulled out of the bank. And I always wear my seatbelt. I'm a seatbelt fanatic. I just pulled out of the bank, and I was just putting my seatbelt on, and a Rogers cop passed me, and he banged you and pulled me over. And I said, well, I was putting it on when you know. He goes, yeah, but you're already on the road. I go, yeah, I was.
You know what you should have said is I was texting Officer and he was like, yeah, I was watching television.
But he was totally cool. He was totally cool. And, he's like, oh, this is a pretty nice car. And he just, you know, talked to me for a little bit. And he goes, well, next time put your seatbelt in the parking lot before you pull out. And he was totally cool. And I was cool to him. And there was no issue.
Speaking of seatbelts, the Babylon Bee says, the CDC now recommends wearing a seatbelt even when you're outside of your car.
I love them. I really do love them. There's no doubt about it.
I remember for some reason when we were very, very young, Dad would always have a hard
never
time.
Wore he wouldn't wear it. Yeah.
I tell you what changed it for me. Because he's probably the same. He was probably the same as me. When they came out with the lap belt, I didn't like the lap belt.
Terrible.
I could not wear a lap belt. When they came with the cross one, that's easy. It's comfortable.
He never wore a seatbelt their whole childhood.
Yeah, no.
Never.
But the lap belt was horrible. And what was the lap belt going to do? Your head was still going to hit the windshield. Yes. The lap belt was dumb.
Yeah. Well, it was to keep you from being catapulted out of the car. That's what it was.
It was an optional thing in the first 3 years.
What?
It was optional.
Was?
Absolutely.
Oh, I remember.
Well, the three-point seatbelts.
With five kids
they came
and
out in 60, they came out in 64, and it was an option.
Yeah, the three-point seatbelt that we all know and love came out in 1959, and it was invented by Volvo.
Oh, remember that seatbelt that was connected connected to the door?
Yeah,
track closed
the door.
That was GM only. Retractable. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
With your roll down windows.
The retractable was GM only.
Yeah, I didn't like that thing.
Fisher.
Seemed like
I always felt like it was
going to
kill me.
Yeah, I didn't like
that. That was a Fisher, I think a Fisher design.
Well, if you look at car seats back.
The one that I used to put him in complete joke.
Yeah, it's
I think today's car seats are the worst because the passenger seat on every car made today is at least 2 inches shorter from the floor than the driver's seat. And the driver's seat might be comfortable. The passenger seat's horrific. They're 2 inches shorter, so the airbag does hit you in the right spot. And if you sit in the passenger seat of any car made today long enough, your lower back will kill you. The driver's seat doesn't, but the passenger seat, your knees are too high. They want it for that airbag to hit you in the face. And you look in any car, they're 2 inches shorter.
Well, the world is...
the base of the seat, the bottom.
The world is not built for tall people.
No, because it is not.
No, that is
5'5 is really the way to go.
That is true. Yeah.
Five,
it's
five
pretty
is
easy. It's pretty easy to be 5'5.
Pants.
Yeah.
Yeah. Seat you comfortably.
Know, everything is great.
It's not, let me tell you, it's not built for short people either.
No.
No, it's not.
It depends under a certain height. How tall are you?
I'm 5'2".
Oh, so you're
the question is, how short are you? No, I'm just kidding.
Oh, well.
Yeah, Melissa's the same height, and yeah, she also, I mean, it depends. It's like, you know, cars and especially things like airplanes for tall people are god-awful.
They're torture
devices.
But
for short people, they're awesome. But then for other things, like, you know, most houses have shelves that you can only reach if you're, like, approaching 6 feet.
I used to be 5'8", but now I'm 5'7". Shrunk a little bit.
That happens, yeah.
Maybe.
You're getting old, you're 57.
I shrunk about a quarter inch.
I haven't yet.
But I have no problems with my height getting reached or anything. Or if I got long arms.
All of that helps.
I got monkey arms.
You do?
I got monkey arms.
Me too.
My arms are way too long for my body.
We got the same deal.
They go down to my knees.
It's useful.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's great when you're walking on your knuckles.
I'm sorry. I have a step stool in my kitchen, so...
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
my grandmother.
My daughter was always telling me, "Mom, why don't you let me get you things?" She's the same height as I am, but she doesn't think that, and I quote, "old people should be up on."
Old people, absolutely.
Well, in our St. Louis Park house, our washing machine, we had a step stool because Melissa couldn't reach the bottom of. It was a top loader.
Oh yeah, that's
she
hard.
Couldn't reach.
They're actually kind of hard.
That thing was so deep.
Yeah, I don't like those.
I like them, but they're really, you have to be very tall to use them.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have a step stool in our laundry room for the same reason.
Mm-hmm. Those top loaders. I think that barrel was probably like 3 feet deep.
Yeah, that sounds about right. But my husband won't get a front loader because of all the problems we've had friends that have had them, and there's a lot of problems with the seals leaking on the front.
Yeah, and they actually grow mold in them, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yes, front loaders grow mold.
That's why you just leave the door open.
Yeah, leave it open.
But they do grow mold, and they can leak. People have had them leak.
Yeah, I've had them leak.
Yeah,
so they're not as safe as a top loader.
Yeah.
We're actually looking at washer and dryers right now. So that's why I'm looking into them all.
What are they called? A-Fresh or something? I use cleaning tablets in my washer every month. That keeps them
warm. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You got to.
It's weird how there's no medium. It's cheap stuff or very expensive
stuff. Yeah,
that's
true.
Like, it goes from, you know, the what's that brand?
The laundromat things. I feel like they're going to rattle
is it
apart.
Kenwood?
Kenmore.
It's Kenmore to KitchenAid.
Yeah.
So it's $300 to $2,000.
Yeah, exactly. <That's>
There's
true.
No
exactly
in-betweens,
right.
Man. But exactly. I've learned to buy good stuff because it lasts.
Yeah.
So you're not buying it every 4 years.
To me, I think appliances, I don't think that buying top of the line super expensive stuff works at all. Because it just has a ton more electronic crap in there that can go wrong.
Man. KitchenAid's really good stuff.
You just need basic
washer and dryers from 86, and I would never
I have things
change
about
the thing.
Sound.
I love
so
them so much.
I have to have totally silent appliances. My dishwasher has to be silent. My refrigerator has to be silent.
You know, like that.
No, it has to be silent, or I'll go ballistic, man.
What a diva.
I am sound irritable.
He's a diva.
Sound irritable. I very am. Sound irritable.
Yeah, but your laundry room is far away from where
it's
you
very
are,
far away.
So just close the door and move on with my life.
No, I want quiet.
But if the door shut.
Even the exhaust fan in the laundry room. It drives me, if somebody leaves it on, we turn it on sometimes with the cat litter boxes in there, and I can hear it in my room, and I go nuts.
Well, yeah, that's going right
You need
past
to just
room.
Live with earplugs.
I can't take it, man. I can't do earplugs either.
My God.
Well, need more high maintenance.
Just need
to try that.
A tent outside.
I'm pretty high maintenance. I'm
no, that's the furniture.
You.
You're definitely
Wait,
very
I'm not
high
buying
maintenance.
That, am I?
My mother spoiled me.
I guess.
Obviously.
It's probably
it's very clear.
Let's call her.
I'm the baby of the family.
So am I, and I'm not spoiled.
That is an Italian thing.
And I'm Italian.
Yeah.
So... It's the way
it's
it was.
True.
I'm the baby of the family.
Watch Everybody
and I was
Loves Raymond, and you'll know exactly what he's talking
exactly.
about.
Exactly. I'm Raymond.
Spoiled, yep, spoiled, exactly. Say it.
He was most spoiled. You're both spoiled.
Nick is absolutely right, though, about KitchenAid, because that's the oven stove that I got for my graduation a couple of years ago. And it's definitely, with as much as I use it, it really takes a licking, but it's so nice.
It is, right? They're cool. They are built quality, man. KitchenAid is the best. It is it really is. It's really good stuff. That's what your refrigerator that we have is KitchenAid.
I agree. I think KitchenAid stuff's good.
We're actually debating brands of washing machines.
Hey, this is real life. This is real life stuff.
People have to. Appliances cost a lot of money now.
Yes, you know, we have to move on.
Okay.
Let's watch the clock. Wendy, thank you, my dear.
See you, Wendy.
Thank you. You guys have it is Wednesday, right?
Yeah, it is Wednesday. Wednesday. Yes.
All day long.
Yeah, I don't know.
Thanks,
Every
Wendy.
Day is the same when you're working in your office.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. We'll take a break. Be back in a couple minutes with the family.
Tom here for Shift Real Estate. Last year, about this time when we were making plans for Key West, I met the folks from Shift Real Estate. And when I heard the Shift story, it made sense to me. It made sense to my kids, and it makes sense to pretty much everybody that's heard about them. Shift Real Estate saves home sellers thousands of dollars on real estate fees. How do they do it? Shift lists for a flat fee of $5,000. You work with a full-time salaried agent. They take professional photos and videos of your home, list it on the MLS, and market your home online, all for a $5,000 flat fee. Call Shift Real Estate and tell them about your home. Tell them that you heard me talking about it, and they will tell you how you can save $10,000 or more when you list with Shift. It's the common sense way to sell your home. Visit shift2sell.com. That's shift, the number 2, sell.com. Because life is expensive enough.
Northern Metal Fab, right off the interstate in Baldwin, Wisconsin, is a custom job shop specializing in large-scale projects. Northern Metal Fab is now hiring for all positions, including welders, painters, and inspectors, to provide quality craftsmanship to their customers. Northern Metal Fab is growing, and their growth is your opportunity. Northern Metal Fab offers competitive pay, excellent benefits, and more. Apply online today at nmfinc.com. That's nmfinc.com. Northern Metal Fab is the equal opportunity employer.
Hey, it's Tom again from my friends at Profile by Sanford. Danette, Kelly, and the gang. Spring is here and warmer weather means less layers of clothing, and you know what that means. You can't hide the COVID-15 or more you added on under that bulky sweater anymore. My COVID-19 is more like COVID-35. But not to worry, I have the solution. Now is the perfect time to join Profile. Profile was developed by doctors to take the guesswork out of sustainable weight loss. Profile is simple, effective, and a certified health coach is with you every step of the way, which really helps me out because, you know, I need all the help I can get. I've got Danette, my personal coach, keeping me on the straight and narrow. I joined Profile, and I'm beyond glad that I did. I really am. I feel great. Profile worked for me, and it can work for you, too. Listen, I'm most sincere when I say you can do this. Visit ProfilePlan.com to find a location near you. That's ProfilePlan.com. Tell them Tom sent you. Mention promo code KQRS at your consultation for additional savings. See ProfilePlan.com, promo code KQRS.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. There's a story that popped up I just want to get to very quickly. And I spent a lot of time on it because this is a family that's very happy and very sad at the same time. And there are a couple of reasons they're sad. Because their father died. Their father, Lee Kun-hee, was the former chairman of Samsung Group. Okay, but Lee died. Didn't look like he was that old either when he died. Lee died. And he left behind $21 billion.
Oh, that's it?
Be divided up among his relatives. But you know who gets most of it, $11 billion?
The dog.
South Korea.
Of course.
Yeah, the taxes. 55%
taxes on that. So you get billions, but you lost more than you got.
Well, from what I understand, the tax bill is so high that the family has to scramble to sell all kinds of different stuff so that they can keep control over. It's a Samsung, right?
Samsung. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, guess what? We're only a couple of years behind them.
Yep.
Yeah. Well, you got that right.
We're only
about 5 years behind them. This thing
he's
talking about tonight, I talked to a lot of very, very smart people, and they said there was no way he's getting any of that done. It's all bullshit.
I don't know, man.
There's so much grandstanding,
exactly.
And I'm going to do everything to do everything, and then nothing ever freaking happens.
How many things did Obama or Trump do that they said that they were going to do?
Think of a single president that did all the things that got them into office.
Today, he's saying free school. Free school for everyone, and then free of 2 years of college for everyone.
For everybody. Who's going to pay that bill?
You.
You got it. No, it's
oh,
psychotic.
No, just you, I mean.
Yeah, just me. I don't doubt it. I don't doubt that a bit.
Sometimes it feels like that.
We talked about that this morning on the KQ Morning Show. When Donald Trump became president, he got rid of the state and local taxes. My taxes went up when Donald Trump became president. Barack Obama, because of Obamacare. My taxes and health care went up because of Obama.
Are you still paying tax in Minnesota? You still a Minnesota resident?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's part of the problem.
It's a huge problem. It's good, and it's getting to be a bigger problem, so I don't know. I love Minnesota. I was born and raised here, but it's too expensive to live
here. Well, that's why people are just leaving a lot of these states like New York and California. They're just leaving because...
You can't afford to live there.
Afford to live there.
You really can't.
And it's crappy. You got so many homeless people, and it's just you can't live there.
You know, I've got to step over a couple of piles of turds in the street, but other than that, you know, that'll be a good thing. So, yeah, I his speech, he's doing a speech tonight. I'm sure all the networks are going to carry the speech. But
I want to hear the speech after.
By who?
By Congressman.
Come on. Are you talking about Mitch McConnell?
What? No.
What? I don't know.
The new star of the Republican Party, man.
Oh, Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Yeah, Tim Scott.
Tim Scott's going to speak right after.
Yeah, that's right.
They can't call him a racist.
No, you can't. Since he's a black man in America today, you can't really call him that.
Oh, I thought they did. If you align with the Republican Party, it doesn't matter what color.
Tim Scott's a salt of the earth human being, man.
It doesn't matter. On Twitter, I have seen people call black people.
Yeah, but
these
Tim
woke
Scott's
people calling
too,
black people names that a racist would never even.
That guy's so genuine.
Really?
He's so genuine. Yeah. I don't think anyone could bully him. I don't think you could.
Like people don't like
he's
genuine.
He's really genuine,
though.
Man.
Genuine is not trendy right now. You have to be unhinged, completely insane.
And stupid.
And very, very dumb. Mm-hmm. That's
well,
what people
AOC want. Takes the cake on that because I just heard her say racism is the number one cause of climate change.
Mm-hmm.
That was her exact words.
No, she read the quote last week.
Exact words.
Which made no. Remember, we were like, what does this
she
even
says,
mean?
She says social injustice and racism is number one cause for climate change.
Yeah. Because we
she
allow.
Said.
Yeah. She read the quote last week and we were like, what?
Oh, I just seen her say it on TV live last night.
What are you
talking
about?
What?
It's just insane.
Doesn't make any sense.
Just gibberish. It's just gibberish.
She's just a mouthpiece. She's not.
And look
doing
at her. Look,
this
she's
her
so
own.
Rich now. She never has to. She has private security 24/7.
I should run for office and just act like a lunatic.
She got the toothy grin, at least. She got a very
toothy grin.
Need to talk about her appearance.
Why not? She has a toothy grin. I didn't say it's bad.
A toothy grin.
Looks like Mr.
I had the second person a couple weeks when I mentioned Elon Omar. Somebody said, well, she's pretty good looking. And that makes a difference of her being a politician.
Oh, because she's pretty?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Second person tell me that.
That's why people voted for the Kennedys, is because they thought they were good looking people.
Handsome, yep. Mm-hmm. That's true.
Oh, yeah. If anybody that had run for president in any time had been remotely good looking, people are like, I'll vote for them.
People gravitate towards good looking people. That's what they do.
Yeah. I love my favorite thing about the Kennedys is that Joe Kennedy story in Palm Beach, Florida. Pulled into a restaurant. He'd love to go because they had the house out there in Palm Beach Island for the longest time. Pulled in a restaurant. And true story, Peter Lawford was the car parker who ended up being his son-in-law.
Yeah.
But I can't say what he said because, you know, Joe Kennedy goes into the restaurant and goes, you need to fire that white guy out there. I said, why? Isn't he doing his job? He goes, no, he does his job. It's just he's out there eating lunch with the big ends. Joe Kennedy said that.
I guess actually you saw a picture yesterday somebody in West Palm posted of Kennedy in a Continental, same kind of car he was killed in.
Yeah.
Driving down Southern Boulevard.
Yeah.
Somebody just posted yesterday that they took.
Well,
they actually took the picture because I have a lot of friends in West Palm.
Oh,
so.
The Kennedys were a notorious family.
They weren't on the up and up.
I was thinking about Palm Beach yesterday. Last night, actually, when I was laying in bed, I was thinking about Palm Beach and thinking about, you know, I lived in Palm Beach for a long time. And you know, that it was the thing about old money and new money. But all the old money people, they're trying to drop it out. like,
oh yeah, they're dying off.
Right.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So I wonder what the future is for Palm Beach.
I don't know.
Like the Vanderbilt Estate. I mean, that's like a big piece of property. That's all going to have to be knocked down. I mean, who's going to buy that house?
Oh, a lot of foreign nationals come over,
and a lot of them are kind of very dated inside and pretty run down.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, they are inside. They're pretty cold, drafty houses.
Yeah. Well, I've been seeing a lot of renovation, and I've seen a few of them being pulled down. So. It's definitely changing, but it's a lot of foreign money.
Oh yeah, same with Beverly Hills. Mm-hmm. It's all people from Saudi Arabia buying up everything in Beverly
Hills.
Chinese. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep.
I suppose it's all.
Yeah,
true.
Those old blue blood families are
done.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the kids don't want anything to do with it.
And they say that one generation makes all the money, and two generations later spend it all.
The money,
they do.
I mean, look at the Woolworth girl. She's two generations later, she blew the whole fortune.
She did?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She spent every penny.
Who did?
The Woolworth. Woolworth granddaughter.
Oh, is that right?
She dropped every dime.
Oh,
she spent every penny. She went broke.
How much money was
there? Oh, that was a lot. Yeah. That's a great story.
Barbara Hutton blew through a $900 million fortune.
Oh, she blew the whole Woolworth in like 5 years.
On what? What?
She blew the whole Woolworth fortune in like 5 years.
Okay, so even after taxes, you've got, let's say, $450 million.
There's a book on it, on her.
Yeah, I can see people doing that because I never thought you could spend $1 million, and now you can spend $1 million in a minute.
Heartbeat. It's nothing, man.
Heartbeat.
You can buy a few different cars, and you're done with that.
She did get married 7 times.
Oh.
And I think the husbands got part of that each time.
Oh, yeah, they did. You're right. Mm.
But you see, I was looking at John Kerry's wife. You know, John Kerry's wife's Heinz Ketsov. See, I seen her net worth yesterday. She's worth $1 billion.
Oh, you mean John Kerry's...
I mean, John Kerry, yeah.
Met her at the funeral, by the way.
Yes, he met her at
the funeral. Met her at her husband's funeral. Ended up marrying
her. Well, he was friends with her husband.
Uh-huh. But he didn't have a plan at all, did he?
He was friends with her husband.
This probably didn't help the fortune. So she bought a 40-carat diamond.
40 carats?
It was too much for her, so she had it recut down to a mere 36
like
carats.
An iPhone.
She had
on your
it
finger.
Cut down?
Yep.
Wow.
She spent 36 some cash, man.
She only took off 4 carats.
It's still 36 carats. If you look up a picture of a 36-carat diamond, it's...
I mean, what was the Hope diamond?
Like a tangerine?
It's a big diamond.
It's probably
golf ball?
Inch and a half square.
Oh. I thought it would be bigger. That's still pretty
big. It's a gigantic diamond.
Yeah, that's gigantic.
How deep it is, too.
But she blew that whole fortune.
Two mansions, which she had parties in all of a...
Oh, yeah. She was a partier. Hardcore.
Oh, wow. Partiers can spend some money.
Yeah, a lot of dope.
When she died, she had $3,500.
Oh my God!
True story, man. Then they say that's common for.
Oh my God!
I know somebody. I know somebody right now. His grandfather was one of the people who invented a lot of car stuff, like the seatbelt, the first lap belt, and it was a Fisher company.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in a big mansion in Beverly Hills, and he never leaves the house. He has dope delivered every day, and hookers every day, and it's bad. And there's still, like, gold-wing Mercedes is in the house. They're worth $1 million a car.
Yeah.
There's cars all through the house, and it's a real dark black marble interior. Mm. Real dingy.
Now, whose
dark.
House is this?
It's this kid whose grandfather was a billionaire, and he's blowing through it all.
Well,
and he's spending everything.
She had about 20 Cokes daily, spiked with vodka, of course, and
of course.
A codeine morphine Valium chaser.
Oh, God. She looks like she's lived.
She died of a heart attack at 66.
Oh, well, there you go.
Partying lifestyle, you're not going
to
make
it. But she blew through all that money, man.
$900 million.
God.
Yep, $900
million. She died with $3,500.
Well, she really lived it up.
She sure
Surprised
did.
Surprised you guys don't know that. It's a good book. There's a book about it.
She burnt the candle at both ends, for sure.
Wow. She had big Hollywood parties, big.
There should be. But if I just, like, happened to, you know.
Become a billionaire.
I made this thing that it was, like, the simplest thing ever, and it made me billions and billions of dollars. I would be like, okay, you get 1/8 of it because it's not allowed for you, this one, like, you know, fawn.
Mm-hmm.
Say I had one kid and Sage was like, no, I'm going to move to Papua New Guinea and I don't want any part of it. I would never be like, yep, you get all the money. Enjoy. I'm
dead.
I would
do a trust where they get like, you know, $100,000 a year.
Yeah, like there's, yeah. So much a month. Just here's $8 billion, yeah, whatever.
I say give them enough for basic living a month.
Yeah.
But then, they just wait till it's, then they just live like, whatever.
No, they
just
call J.J. Wentworth and they get bought out.
867.
That's true, yeah.
And then cash they just now wait for someone to die.
No, J.J., so you just call J.J. Wentworth and he'll buy you out and he'll take the monthly payments.
That's true. That's what they do.
Yeah,
they
J.J. buy, Wentworth.
They buy the monthly, the rights to the monthly payments.
Yeah, they buy the the rights to the monthly payments.
So it's like, let's say I have Palm a Beach trust. Too.
No, see, I would never give them a large amount of money at any time, ever. No.
But J.J. Wentworth is so rich that he buys people's so somebody leaves your will and they leave you $1,000 a month for the rest of your life, he'll buy it out from you, give you cash,
right,
and he'll take the payments.
So no,
it's
what
like
I
if you win
do
the lottery, you took payments, he'll buy that from you.
Yep.
Right.
So what I would do is I would give them a box, and when they open it, they get their first payment and a clue to the second box.
Exactly.
Yeah, there you go.
It's a scavenger hunt.
And it would take them roughly 1 year of traveling across the world.
What if they don't find
together
it? But what if they don't find it?
Well, that's too bad.
No more money for you.
Exactly. You
know, I was just thinking about something here. At base interest, which is about 3%, pretty much anybody can get 3%.
Yeah, 3%.
Their savings, 3%. Mm-hmm. You can get 3%.
Yeah.
That's $30 million a year.
She would have got
3%. 30. No, it's $2.7 million.
What?
Off of 900?
Yeah, that's right.
Well,
yeah,
2.7. I
stole a lot of money.
No, that's not 2.7 million.
3% of 900? I'm pretty sure. Maybe I'm wrong. 0.027.
I think he's right.
Wait. Oh, wait, no, you are right.
No. 30 million. Well, it's 27 million.
That's a lot of money.
27 million. Yeah. By the way, if you give somebody $900 million, you're going to get more than 3%.
But that's taxable. So you're still talking only, what?
Yeah.
14 million.
14 million a year. That's,
you can live on,
yeah, still, 12. Yeah, that's still,
but you
enough
know what?
To
once,
pay for
what?
An entire, like, small
you
village.
You can still party pretty hard on 12 million a year.
Her story, though, isn't anything odd. A lot of kids who get handed
no,
that kind
not
of money
you're
do
right
the same exact thing.
Yep.
Because,
exactly,
it,
yeah,
because
off the
it's
rails
meaningless because they didn't
right
earn it.
Yeah.
Right. They don't
that's
care
how everybody
exactly
is. If people right don't earn things, they don't care about it.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah, no,
and some people do change. Like Evan Metropoulos was handed that he owns Hostess now. His dad gave it to him.
For a birthday and present.
Yeah, it was a gag gift for
yeah
a birthday
gift
because he's a stoner.
Yeah.
And he's actually straightened out. Hmm.
Oh, really? I didn't
yeah
know that.
Yeah.
I did not know he straightened out.
Yeah, he straightened out. He's not a total doper anymore, and he's kind of a businessman now.
There's somebody in Palm Beach that gets a penny every time a beer is sold.
Yeah, there is.
Because it's
something
is that great grandfather
something
yep invented something
right
to do pops with grain or
hops whatever
or something
yeah
like that.
Well,
a penny every
you know
time
the,
a beer is sold.
You know the guy in Dayton who has all the junk?
What?
That guy
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah
has all the junk.
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, he invented stuff
oh
for like 3M and stuff.
Oh.
And he's very, very, very wealthy.
Really?
Yeah.
What junk? I don't know. What
yeah, there's
talking
a
about.
There's she knows.
Yeah.
There's
I
a
don't
big property in Dayton.
Do we know him?
I can say
think,
it. I can say his name's Adrian Dahlheimer.
Oh.
And he's
oh,
a nice
Dahlheimer.
Yeah, he's a nice guy and he gives a lot to the St. John's Church in Dayton. But he invented something that gets paid forever. And that's why
so
he
that's
has all that junk and doesn't do anything.
That's the way to do it. You just invent something that it's like you get.
Well, sometimes
yeah
somebody
that
invents
dollar
something like that, they didn't really do it to become wealthy. A lot
and
of
some people
really
some people
money
invent stuff and never get a dime because
yep
the company steals
yeah
it.
Yeah,
yeah,
they do.
That too.
It happens a lot more than you think.
Well, that's
yeah
why, like, name the most recent famous rich inventor. Name the most recent Thomas Edison.
Well,
they don't exist anymore.
No,
yeah,
but
it's always
there
just somebody
who
comes up with some little. Yeah.
Companies take their ideas. The company
they
gives
do,
the credit.
Yeah.
The person doesn't get the credit.
Well,
anymore
there is people that have had big hits in the last 20 years, like the lady who invented Whiteout and the Post-it.
20 years.
Yeah.
Whiteout's
20
20
older
years
than 20
well
years.
In the last,
well,
in our lifetime.
Years.
Oh. In
you
our
know who
lifetime
that was, don't you?
And somebody, yeah, I know.
Mike Naismith's mother.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Naismith's mother invented Whiteout.
And then the Post-it.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Somebody invented the Post-it.
That was in Minnesota.
Yeah, Minnesota, yeah.
The
Minnesota
earliest
and
form
got
of right Whiteout was 1956.
Yeah, huh, there you go. So it was 50, 60 years, 70 years ago.
Becht Nesmith Graham.
I used it yesterday.
It's a very old name.
Yeah.
I used it yesterday.
What'd you use?
Whiteout.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I used it yesterday.
Well, that'll happen, I suppose. It all worked out in the end.
I was doing a package, and this address was the longest address I've ever seen in my life in Spain. It just kept going and going and going and going and going. And I was all the way to the end. And I went to make an 8, and I was using a marker, and it bled and closed the holes.
Oh,
so I
God.
Had to use whiteout to make the two holes again.
Yeah, there you
and
go.
Then I put clear tape over because I wasn't redoing it. It was like the longest. Right. I've never seen an address this long. It was like an 80-word address. It was ridiculous.
It's probably in some mountain region or something.
Yeah,
something
cost me $100 to send that.
Wow. Jeez.
$100 postage.
$100 postage for what?
To send this box to Spain.
Oh, a box. Yeah, that does happen.
$100.
No problem, ladies and gentlemen. All right, that'll do it for today.
Will it?
It will, indeed.
I've decided.
Mom's got a
pressing engagement.
Pressing engagement, and she has to get out.
I do.
We will talk to you tomorrow with the family.
Bye.